Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
All right, we're going to get started here. All right. Hey, guys, how's it going? Welcome to Six Stars Only. This is the podcast where me, Matt Woods, and my best friend, Jake Arnst. Say what's up, Jake.
What's up, Jake?
This is the show where we just practice out in the open and we explore what it's like to make stuff that matters and doesn't suck.
Yeah.
We want to learn what it's like to be real and authentic. We're trying to create YouTube videos and grow a following. I work as a marketer. And Jake, what do you do?
I'm mostly a freelance editor. I have a YouTube account that I upload decently, somewhat regularly. Also wrote a book. Basically, like a lot of different things that I'm slowly trying to get better at the same time. So, yeah. So basically, this podcast is about our journey trying to learn how to more effectively engage people and to do it to where it's not awful.
Yeah, and I think this is a really common thing. Is I have the same thing where I have a YouTube channel that is not as good as yours, where I want to teach people about marketing and technology and just some of the stuff I'm learning. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to get started. It's hard to be consistent. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know how to do this
exactly right
and in a way that's not corny.
Yeah.
And so we always have these awesome conversations offline about it, mm-hmm. About we'll watch a book or a movie. Watch a book. Read a book.
Read a book.
I read. I'm not a Neanderthal. I promise. But we'll get inspired by this work of art. We'll be like, wow, the way they made that was amazing.
Yeah.
And we'll have this format. And I'll have an idea from a book. And you'll have some other experience from stand-up or something else. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of comes together. And so we just wanted to sort of explore this as like a season-long wipeout of just trying stuff, failing, mm-hmm. figuring it out, learning what works and what doesn't, as we're trying to create more writing, audio, video that's good,
yeah.
I hope.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Basically, like, my goal in life is just to make things and make them well. But, you know, like before I can make them well, I need to start just making – like I just have to start somewhere in general. So with our podcast again, like, I mean, we don't have to go all that into it. But this is our third or fourth podcast where we've tried and failed multiple times. So we don't know. We don't know all the answers. We're not perfect. So this is just, like Matt said, a wipeout of just us trying – we're learning like you guys are. So, and I'm really excited to finally start doing this. Like,
exactly. We've
been talking about it, and I'm just really pumped for it. So,
and I just want to get started. And you know what? We had like an idea for an episode that we're going to do for this, but I want to change course on you. Yeah. Can I throw an audible?
Yeah, go for it.
I never play sports.
Did not allowed. Right? Yeah. That's correct.
Is that how you do an audible?
Yeah.
Am I audible?
Throw an audible. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
An audio audible.
Ooh.
Ooh, you like that?
All right, so we're going to change our podcast name. I'm just kidding. Right, go for it.
God, the name. Wasn't it like the hardest thing to come up with the name?
It's so – there's so many things where you think it's going to be easy, like with setting up for a podcast, for instance, like just now. But like it takes so much more than like you would ever imagine.
Okay, walk us through, because how we thought we're going to be like done recording all our episodes by now, didn't we?
Yeah,
walk
we
me
did.
Through. What actually happened this morning?
So, well, like – I mean, woke up. I mean, I won't go to the very beginning. But, we're setting up. And for one, it's just, okay, there's a lot more stuff than I thought. I just thought we would sit down, plug our mics into, like, our laptop, and just start talking. And then, you know, because we have notes. You know, we've, like, prepared somewhat.
We kind of prepared.
but our focus was, don't prepare too much. Like, well, just, you know, play by ear kind of stuff. Like, we're not, like, experts. So, like, okay, like, we'll just try and learn. Just trying to set it up, trying to do it through,
we tried to use this recording,
like app
Zoom
H4N
to record in high quality audio. And it was just a mess. We couldn't get the tracks.
Zencaster.
We tried the service. Yeah. This website that would do it. And then we finished an episode. We felt good about it. And then the audio was all destroyed.
Oh yeah. It was awful. It sounded like we were in like a giant, like, fishbowl.
Well, I sounded good.
Horrible. I sounded
it didn't like yours.
It was just like cutting in and out, and I was like, okay, well, our good 20-minute episode is deleted. It's gone. So heartbreaking.
It's like beta fish. Only one can survive in the audio fish tank.
Yeah, Matt sounded fine. Mine was terrible. So, okay. So now that, like, we're trying again, and it's sounding pretty good. I don't want to jinx it. Knock on wood or like whatever like this is made of. But it was just such a long process to think of the idea first and then do it in general, yeah.
It took forever to get started. But now it's working. And even before that, we haven't succeeded at this multiple times yet. Have we? How many podcasts have we failed, either failed at or failed to start?
So at least two podcasts, and then we had what was a blogish kind of thing, but we were going to try and like pivot into like, all right, like maybe we'll do a podcast as well. All of them did not work out. We got close to making to at least, you know, like making a podcast for one. And then the other one, it was Stolen Whammy. We just didn't do anything with it. Like this is our third or fourth attempt to just start, and we've pushed through. I have to say, I'm proud that we finally started like making a podcast, but yeah, it's been such a learning process, and like it's been good. So like it's not all bad. Again, like, you know, I'm making it seem like, oh, it was awful, but there's just things that we had to learn through, like those failures, that have like helped us to where we are now. Like,
I agree, and I think this is a super common thing with creators. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're the only two guys
who
wanted to start a podcast and couldn't figure it out, and mm-hmm. kind of stumbled as they're getting started, or wanted to build an audience, or wanted to just share the cool stuff they're mm-hmm. doing. So what do you feel like are, because I feel like we kind of self-sabotage. Would you say that's fair?
Definitely. More than I self-sabotage so much to where it's not even funny. That's like fatal flaw. And like my character is just like self-sabotaging when I try to make something, and I don't even start because basically I just don't start anything. Like usually if I start something, then, you know, usually I can see it through now. Used to, I couldn't say that. But I self-sabotage so much now that I like, I don't know, to where I just overthink stuff way too much. Or, and like, I'm sure, you know, I guess you can expand more into this, but about what's the phrase? Letting great be like the enemy of good, to where it's like,
oh yeah,
I want to be,
this is huge.
I want to, like, I don't know all the answers, and I want to be the greatest at it there. And if I'm not the great, like, you're not going to be the greatest. Like, we don't, we don't know we don't know all the things. We don't know everything. But like, when you're starting out, of course, like you won't, like, it'll be kind of bad. Like, it's writing a book. So I wrote a book, for instance, 50,000 words. It's not art. I'm not going to win a prize for it. But it was so difficult sometimes to be like, just to push through, like, yeah, it's going to be an awful rough draft, but that's like the way it always is. And that's like the biggest hurdle to get over of like, okay, look, like, you know, learn from it. It's going to be rough, but to not like, you know, like navel gaze and be like, oh, it's not great, to like don't let that affect you enough to where you don't push through, because you can eventually like get to that point where it is great. But you have to just push through it first to where, like, you know, the failures, the setting up a podcast cords for like 3 hours this morning.
At least 3 hours. It felt like it.
Yeah, but like I, you know, Matt, like, that's a phrase you told me, but like, I think maybe, like, am I butchering it? Like, letting great be the enemy of good, and just kind of like, I don't know. That's like a huge problem with me and like so many people, to where
I think that is a phrase, but I think people use it in the opposite way.
Yeah.
Which I think the idea you're saying is still legit.
Yeah.
Some people say like good is the enemy of great, which is like people settle for good enough when they shouldn't mm-hmm. be great, which I think is great when you have something that's working.
Exactly.
But if you don't have anything, it can't be good or great. It's just mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
And nothing exactly. is suck. And nothing is nothing. You know, there's nothing, you can't do anything with it. You can't make nothing mm-hmm. great. You got to make something first. And so the founder of LinkedIn, Reid Hoffman, when he's talking about software and building businesses, you know, which I think there's a lot of parallels you can draw between building a following and building a company and mm-hmm. building these things. I think there's a lot of shared lessons. But one of the things he always says for entrepreneurs who want to start a new company or want to launch a new software product is, if you aren't embarrassed by the first version of that product or that thing you put out there, you waited too long. You waited too long. You were tweaking with stuff. You're trying to be a perfectionist. You got to launch it. You got to put it out in the world and get a response to it. And then you can fix things. And mm-hmm. then you can make it better. Then you can grow. But until then, there's nothing to fix.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. And that's something that I've recognized now, you know, like personally in my life, where 5 or 6 years ago, and Matt can like attest, because, you know, we were friends and, like, you know, we were roommates all through like our college career for the most, I mean, it's not all throughout,
most of it,
of that fear of not being great, or like being embarrassed and like its awfulness at first, you know, like prevented me from even trying things, to where like now I look back and think, I get like, man, like, I cannot believe I let my own like doubts and fears of something prevent me from even trying. Like that's like, it's one thing for like outside, you know, forces or like, you know, circumstances to like prevent you from doing something. But to me now it's absolutely unacceptable for myself to like prevent myself from doing something. Like, so like, you know, like with this podcast or like with a book, it always feels bad. Like I want it to be good. And like, I guess to an extent, if you are, like I said, like if you aren't embarrassed, I want it to be great. So it is good to an extent. Like it sounds weird, but to be kind of like bummed about it not being good, because that shows that like you care about, like I want it to be good.
Yeah.
So I'm not like, you know, like complacent in it being not great, but at the same time, don't like, you know, crap all over yourself to where like, oh, like I'm nothing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like,
well, it's I think fine. There's this yeah. thing there. Ira Glass talks about this a lot. I forget what he calls it. I want to call it the dip, but there's this whole quote. I should pull it up because the internet, but I'm not going to. I'm going to paraphrase. Yeah. So I'm trying to speak from the heart here.
Exactly, yeah.
And sorry, Ira Glass, I'm going to butcher your words. But basically what he's saying is there's a point when you're starting out, and at first you're getting some successes, you're growing, but at some point you're going to realize like your taste and what you're able to do are not going to be the same. There's mm-hmm. going to be a huge gap between what you're able to do and the quality of work, whether you're a writer, whether you're a business person, whether you're, a podcaster, whatever, it doesn't matter. But you're gonna have this work where there's a lot of work to get become one of the best. But you see what the best are doing, and you want that. You know what that sounds like. You know what that looks like. You can see the results they're getting. And there's a long like sludge. You just have to trudge through it and work through it, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And basically, this whole thing is just don't give up.
Like, yeah.
You can get there, but you just have to be aware that there's going to be this place where you have good taste, but you can't follow through on it quite yet. And that's one of the most frustrating places, and that's where people tend to give up and they don't push through.
Yeah, and that's like the thing that I'm kind of at in my creative, I guess, career, which is weird to say, because relatively, like, it hasn't been that long to where I've been, like, you know, taking a step out. Like, I started stand-up, or something I would never do a few years ago. And, like, that story, like, I won't go way too far into it. But essentially, I always wanted to do stand-up. I love comedy. And essentially, Matt was like, hey, like, why aren't you doing that? Like, why?
I put your feet to the fire.
Exactly. Where it's like, well, I had all these excuses. Like, I am a world-class excuse maker for myself. Like, I can make so many excuses. No one can beat me at, like, making excuses for myself of why I can't do things.
I'll challenge you on that.
Yeah. But it's just like, and I thought about it, and Matt just put it in a way like, okay, like, essentially it was a bet. Like
well, I just said, like, okay, because I was sick of it. So I like to give ultimatums, because most people, it's fun. You can give it, and they won't do anything with it.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Which sounds really terrible to say. So I was like,
it was true, though.
I was like,
it, yeah.
Jacob, I don't actually say that. I'm not your mom. I was like, dude, you've wanted to do this ever since I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to put my own body on the line. I was like, if you go, and I also back up a little bit, I'm always listening to podcasts. I'm always learning, inhaling this stuff. So I'd listen to a Tim Ferriss Show podcast with BJ Novak, head writer from The Office, who got a start in comedy and really got his kind of feet wet in that. And he said, man, after I did my first set, I just wanted to die. I never wanted to do it again. So if someone was starting out and doing stand-up for the first time, I'd recommend that they sign up for at least 3 shows. Mm-hmm. So they're committed to stick it through, so that it's not terrible.
Yeah.
And so I told you, hey, man, if you go sign up for 3 podcast shows, not podcast shows, 3 open mics, a little meta. If you go sign up for 3 open mics, I'll go do it with you.
Yeah.
And we'll do it together. And 3 months go by. Yeah, how many months? Nothing happened.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months pretty much went by until I had essentially a like quarter-life crisis at like 3 a.m. once. I was like, man, like, and essentially, like, it all boiled down to, why am I not doing the things that I want to do? Essentially, which is like that question.
I feel like we all face that.
Yeah, which I think everyone, especially like, if you want to make things, there's really, especially like with like a podcast or online or videos, there's really not an excuse anymore. I was listening to a podcast that had Paul Feig, I guess he was the guest.
Wait, who's he?
He's the guy. He directed Bridesmaids. He directed Freaks and Geeks.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, he's super funny. But he essentially just said, I can't think of the name of the show. Sorry, whoever hosted it. I don't know. Anyway, but essentially he was talking about how back in his day, if you wanted to like make movies or anything, you had to go to Los Angeles. Like, you had to go to either Los Angeles, you know, or you know, Chicago, like, to a lesser extent, or New York City, because there, like, you know, the internet really wasn't a big, like, what it is now. So, like, you know, to be in film, like, to be in movies, to make content, you kind of had to be there. But But now, like, with the internet and, like your phone is amazing. Like, you know, the camera, there's really no excuse to not make
anything. Anyone can do it.
Yeah, anyone can do it. There's no barrier. It's not to say that, like, you know, like, just because you can do it, like, it might not be great. And, like, Paul Feig mentioned, like, okay, like, you know, you can put it out there. You need to be good at, like, have talent and, like, you know, do, you know, the process to make it as good as you possibly can. But there's no excuse to not make anything. And I, like, self-examined, like, okay, why am I not doing the things that I want to do? And there's really no excuse. Like, there's no excuse. I have, you know, I'm able to watch. Like, there's nothing, you know, like, preventing me from doing these things. It was just my own self-sabotage of, like pretty much, you know, like, stunting my growth, which is unacceptable now. And I just, like, realized that, okay, so I made a set. It was horrible. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. And I knew it was going to be bad. And I let Matt know, like, hey, I made a set.
I was
set. And Matt
mortified.
Was probably just so, like, oh.
Because I was just sitting on the couch, and you came in and said, so, what? You're like, I signed up for an open mic. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think this day would come.
Yeah. And so at Othello's here in Norman, they have open mic. And
Othello's is like an Italian restaurant.
It's an Italian
restaurant. It's
really
not like
bizarre.
A swanky comedy club.
Yeah, it's like lasagna. It's a dive bar / Italian restaurant in like Norman, Oklahoma. It's a really like...
It's burned down. R.I.P. Othello's. Come
yeah,
back soon.
Othello's. Yeah, but... But like my... So, for so long, and like it's not like... Matt was totally true of like he wasn't expecting me to actually do it. Which is
I
like,
hoped you would.
No, yeah,
I'm
like
glad
he
did.
He hoped I would, but he knew because I had proven to like just be and call. I was lazy. Like I wouldn't follow through with most things. Like I wouldn't follow through with most things, but I wouldn't even start like most things because it's like, oh, that's just here's all these reasons I can't. So I'm just gonna not do that, and I'm gonna be bummed out like inside of like, man, like why am I doing these things?
But what was it like once you actually got started? How did you feel at that first stand up set?
I mean, it was terrifying. But it was a rush as well, and I don't even remember what happened because it was all like a blur. Because I'm okay at, you know, public speaking is not like a super strong suit, but like it's no big deal. Like I've, you know, I can do it, but it's a whole different animal of like going on stage. Like you're so vulnerable because it's like, oh, here's things I think are funny,
and that's the other thing too yeah. is people think, oh, stand up is just like public speaking, but you're mm-hmm. funny. No, it's totally different.
It's not. That's a whole podcast been going of like the nuances of what makes you like good.
We'll
at stand-up
need to talk
comedy.
About that because it is like 5 times harder than public speaking. I am comfortable public speaking. I am terrified and uncomfortable when I do stand up.
Yeah, but it was such a rush, and as soon as I walked off stage, the satisfaction. That's a big thing of. And I think people that make content have to find like that satisfaction of like be proud again. Like it's that middle ground of you have to recognize where like you're not great at and like, you know, like self analyze. Okay, what can I do better? But you don't want to do it to a point to where like you beat yourself down to where it's like you have like, you know, like all the stuff you make is valueless because that's not true at all. So when I got off stage, it's like, okay, it was rough. A few people laughed, but like I held on to like those few laughs of like I actually like completed something
yep.
that I wanted to do forever, and it was like one of the greatest feelings. And then like, because you know we're in Oklahoma, it's not like you know Chicago where there's 30 open mics. So the you know the 3 day thing, but it was essentially like a Othello's this week, next week, and I found some in Oklahoma City to where I actually followed through, and finally following through and like doing something like you set like out to do. The quality is still important, but the fact that like you just have to start, like I can't like express like stress.
I'll say that there's two phases really. Yeah. And I think it's like, oh, should I create something that's high quality and be super critical, or should I just get started? And the answer is both.
Both, exactly.
Right? But the thing at first is like when you're starting, the act of completing that first quick win is way more important than
yeah.
the quality. Because as long as you're consistent, there's this mm-hmm. book called The One Thing that changed my life. I forgot the author is off to put in the show notes, but it's so powerful. And he's talked about the compound effect of doing something consistently mm-hmm. day after day after yeah. day after day. And it's not like you're adding a little bit day after day, but it multiplies in the effects. You'll become something, you know, you'll become way better the more you consistently every day mm-hmm. are working to get better. And so I think these things are like that. You know, the more quick wins you get, the more momentum you build, the more you're going to stay with it. And then the other hand, the criticism comes mm-hmm. in where you have to embrace criticism. And that's a whole other episode. But
yeah.
if where the good is the enemy of great, it's the kind of thing it's where you say, oh, I'm just getting it done. I never need to ask people for feedback.
Yeah,
I never need to change
yeah.
what I'm doing. If it's, you know, if it's not broken, if it's not – broken.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, there you go. But it's just kind of this place of like, you can fall into this complacency if you don't make yourself uncomfortable by seeking out that extra feedback.
Exactly. And that's like such a, and that's like the amazing thing about comedy, of stand-up comedy, because it's almost like instantaneous. When something's not working or like a joke is not funny,
you'll know.
Instantly get feedback from the audience of like, that was not funny. And fortunately, no one booed me or like threw anything at me. So like that's a, like a small win in of itself. But yeah, like it's just, and like that's a whole like, I guess like episode of like a podcast on its own of just like taking that criticism, because no one enjoys it. I guess I'm not like, yeah,
it always feels bad.
Yeah, but like tell me where I fell short. Like no one's ever like that. But it's a matter of, okay, taking this, like, how can I, you know, use, like, this feedback and, like, make myself better and, like, being open for it with my book. It's something I'm still working on as well. Like, again, I'm not there where it's like, yeah, like, I eat up all this feedback. Now it's still, like, if I get, so, like, I edit videos for, you know, like, these small, like, commercial kind of things. And sometimes they send like feedback, and it's really small. Like it should not be a big deal at all. But the fact that like they didn't like something I made, it's just, there's this kind of almost like this arrogance where it's like, I thought it was a pretty good video. So like probably like these people don't even know, you know, video. Like they're just like the, like this pipe cleaning business, whatever. But it's like you have to catch yourself and like, wait a minute, that's like the worst mindset to possibly have
for you. Gotta embrace it. You gotta take it in. Yeah. And you can't take it personally. You can't let your feelings get in the way of getting better at your work.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, a good place to wrap up and kind of say, like, you know, we wanna hear your feedback and let us know what you think. Was this interesting? What parts were interesting? How can we get better?
Exactly. 'Cause
we have lots of ideas and stuff we'd like to talk about. Everything from the practicals of creating, people who inspire us, deconstructing awesome videos, mm-hmm. channels, books, rappers, everything that inspire us. But we want to hear from you. So go let us know what you think. We'll put some links in the show notes to where you can hit us up on Twitter, on social media, where you can find us on the web. And if you like this, don't leave us a 6-star review. That's another podcast thing. But leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Spread the word. If you got a friend, maybe your mom, maybe your mom's friend, send them a link. Mm-hmm. Tell them to give us a listen.
Tell everyone about us.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Tell your dog. and we'll catch you guys later.
Awesome. See you guys.
Be good. Do you think that went well?
I think so, yeah.
I think it went well. Yeah. That was a good podcast.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
I did too. So. It was cool. All right. Let's do this again.